The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon! It's Friday! Everybody likes Friday.
A lot of people like Friday. Yeah. I like Friday.
It's 9 minutes after the hour on Friday, July 17th, 2020. Every time I say 2020 instead of 2020, I feel like I have to add another 20. It's 2020-20.
Well, it sure feels like it. It is March 307th of 2020.
It's March 28,000.
I'm certain that, Sam, you and I are not the only ones feeling that way.
Yeah, well...
But it is July 17th. Hard to believe.
You are listening to the daily KTQA Daily Briefing here on KTQA 95.3 FM, live coming at you from Hilltop, Tacoma. My name is Sam. With me, as usual, is Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sam?
Well, we are constrained into a small portion of our makeshift studio today.
We are.
Yeah, as what I like to call the war on plants. Or more like the war from plants is biting in.
Is there something that is blooming and flowering and causing you some distress?
Yes.
Causing your immune system some distress, Sam?
Yes, so I'm hiding in the inner refuge with the one room that has air conditioning in this house, which makes it livable. So that's what I'm doing. And
meanwhile, I'm still channeling my inner woodland creature. Actually, I think I'm a bird this round because I have gone to town on a package of 2 pound package of cherries.
Okay,
because it's cherry season, and I have to take advantage of them for the 3 weeks that they exist in some kind of easily accessible way right now. So I'm enjoying that. And I am glad that we at least have one room that can be makeshiftly air conditioned because it's supposed to heat up this weekend and really get warm starting next week.
Yeah. The summer is in full effect.
Indeed.
In the usual Pacific Northwest modality, I'd like to say.
Yeah. It took a little bit longer this year to get to, mid-July?
That seems fairly normal. I mean,
usually around 4th of July.
Sometimes you have a false summer start where you have a couple weeks of 90 and then it's snowing for a week and then summer actually means.
Yeah. You have, pandemic and then murder hornets and then fake summer and then January and now here we are in July. Who knew?
Yeah. All right. So right now, we'll just let you know today there is no interview. However, there are a lot of updates today. There have been many, many changes to many things coming, I guess, is what I should say.
Yeah, so some initial announcements from at least the state level and the county level with hints of things portended for the future. Because the dynamics of the disease have been changing and increasing, unfortunately. And so our health officials and agencies and organizations are adapting accordingly.
All right. Well, shall we get started?
Yes, we shall. State level updates on COVID-19 are found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. And new, the Washington Listens support phone line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with the pandemic-related stress that they might be experiencing as a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211.
Moving on to state-level information, starting on Monday, July 20th, all indoor and outdoor live entertainment, including live music at restaurants or drive-in concerts, will be prohibited across the state due to the state experiencing the single highest single day increase and the highest 7-day average case count since the pandemic began in January. All social gatherings for individuals in Phase 3 counties will be limited to 10 people, down from the previous allowance of 50. All social gatherings for individuals in Phase 2 counties, which includes Pierce and King counties, and all Phase 1 counties will continue to be limited to 5 people per week. Examples of social gatherings include book clubs, barbecues, picnics, parties of any kind, baby showers, social clubs, garage sales, and gatherings on beaches and in parks. Exceptions include spiritual services, weddings, and funerals. The governor warned that the increased restrictions may be a forerunner to additional rollbacks, and he stated that we cannot rule out the potential for another stay-home order this year, and perhaps not in the too-distant future. A lawsuit challenging the legality of Governor Inslee's emergency response to the COVID-19 pandemic was thrown out in the federal court this week. The judge ruled that the governor's emergency power granted by the legislature clearly encompasses an outbreak of a pandemic disease. The judge also ruled the Department of Labor and Industries lawfully exercised its authority in developing rules that enforce the governor's emergency proclamations. Washington's insurance commissioner has extended an emergency order until August 16th that directs all state-regulated health insurers to make additional coverage changes in light of the pandemic. Insurers must continue to coverage for telehealth, continue to cover all medically necessary diagnostic testing for flu, coronavirus, and other respiratory illnesses without coinsurance or deductible, and treat drive-up COVID-19 testing sites in the same regard as provider office visits with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Health insurers must also waive or expedite prior authorization requirements for home health care or long-term care facility services. The State Employment Security Department commissioner is noting that the additional $600 per week in federal pandemic unemployment program benefits will stop after July 25th unless Congress renews the program. Washingtonians who are eligible for unemployment benefits between April 4th and July 25th of this year are still eligible for back payments of the federal funds for all weeks for which they were eligible, even if still seeking claims resolution. The state employment agencies administer the benefits, but do not have a say in whether these benefits are extended. WorkSource offices around Washington are offering online workshops, training opportunities, and virtual one-on-one help with a variety of job search tasks like writing resumes and cover letters, job application assistance, and interview preparation. More information is available at WorkSourceWA.com, where job opportunities are also listed. The Washington Department of Ecology is reminding residents that gloves, masks, and so-called flushable wipes should be kept out of toilets and disposed of in household trash to alleviate strain on sewer systems, pumps, pipes, and septic systems across the state.
Moving to Pierce County news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting that the county has a 14-day case rate of nearly 95 per 100,000, whereas the state health department target is 24 or fewer cases per 100,000. The average daily number of confirmed cases since the 4th of July is 61.1, whereas health department targets dictate that fewer than 16 would suggest the pandemic is under control. The county's health director now states that Pierce County is considering moving backward to phase 1 or 1.5. The health department urges anyone in high-risk categories to be tested, even if they do not have symptoms. At-risk communities include Alaska Native, American Indian, Black, Latino, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander individuals who are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19 in our state. Mobile testing stations are being sent to rural areas of Pierce County and communities where traveling to existing permanent testing locations is difficult. Organizations that want to have a mobile testing station utilize their facilities for community testing should call 253-798-6595 or email pceoc@piercecountywa.gov. Pierce County is assisting residents with up to 2 months of rent paid directly to one's landlord as far back as April for those who still owe. Visit piercecountywa.gov/HS, the Pierce County Human Services webpage, for the online application or call 253-798-4500. Veterans in Pierce County are eligible for up to 6 months of rental and mortgage assistance, car payments, and other financial support to pay for back payments, utilities, and other bills. More info is available at piercecountywa.gov/veterans or by calling 253-798-7449. Ballots have been mailed for the August 4th primary election. Voters in the same household may get their ballots on different days, but all ballots should arrive by Wednesday, July 22nd. Those who don't receive their ballots may call the 253-798-VOTE. That's 253-798-8683 for assistance. It's free to return ballots using United States Postal Service mail. Just place your ballot in your mailbox for pickup by July 31st. Ballot drop box locations and more information is available at piercecountyelections.org. The deadline to vote is 8 p.m. on August 4th. Pierce County's environmental educators are offering creative outlets for kids every Thursday from 10:30 to 11 a.m. on Zoom. See the schedule at piercecountywa.gov/enviroed.
Moving on to the city of Tacoma and Joint Base Lewis-McChord, children and youth on Tacoma's east side are invited to participate in summer learning activities for the chance to win prizes like stickers, bubbles, keychains, bike helmets, art kits, backpacks, and gift cards. Pick up activity kits from KBTC and the Family Investment Center at 1724 East 44th Street on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 2 p.m. The Salishan Association is also seeking middle and high school-aged youth to participate in the Salishan Youth Leadership Committee through August 6th. Meetings take place via Zoom on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Call 253-302-0136 or email rmcafee@safest.org for more information. Joint Base Lewis-McChord is reporting a record number of COVID-19 cases in the last month. Madigan Army Medical Center's chief officer stated that increased testing is only accounting for a small percentage of case increases. He added that if service members completely complied with preventative measures, such as wearing face coverings and socially distancing, they could significantly reduce the spread of the disease. JBLM's COVID-19 data is not publicly available per a Federal Department of Defense order in April.
Now on to testing site information. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. Starting up north in Seattle, you can visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend into next week, there are pop-up testing events that include tomorrow, Saturday, July 18th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Anderson Island Fire Department, which is at 12207 Lake Josephine Boulevard. Tuesday, July 21st, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Catholic Community Services, which is at 5050 South Tacoma Way. Wednesday, July 22nd, from noon to 7 p.m. at the Steilacoom Farmers Market on Lafayette Street. It will be between Wilkes and Pacific. Thursday, July 23rd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., there will be testing at the Graham Fire Station 91 at 10012 187th Street East. And also on Thursday, July 23rd, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., there will be testing at the Multicultural Child and Family Hope Center at 2102 South 23rd Street in Tacoma. Patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour or 5 to 7 day turnaround time. The health department reports that around 20% of COVID tests in Washington state are being delayed because of national shortages of lab supplies like chemicals and plastic vials and pipette tips. The department advises those needing fast results, call testing sites in advance to see if in-state labs are doing the analysis, since the in-state labs are seeming to have more rapid turnaround times than large out-of-state labs.
Well, that's new information on the last one.
It is new information regarding some testing. I do feel lucky to be in a state where we do have lots of testing sites that are available to us free of any copay or deductible if we are insured, or that are free for community use. And again, all of those phone numbers and websites will be up at daily.ktqa.org on today's episode. If you kind of missed that, or are a visual person and need to see that, or need something to click on.
All right. Well, there are a lot of phone numbers and URLs and places to go and addresses in these many, many briefings. And I'd like to remind you that all of the notes, in fact, the very thing we are reading to you over the air, will be available to you at daily.ktqa.org as we post all of these episodes online for those of you who can't tune in at 6 p.m. Every day. And you can also give us a call at, what is our phone number again? 253-330-8821. That's 253-330-8821. We are a small community-based radio station under lockdown conditions with minimal staff. So if you call the number, one of us will pick up. It'll be either me or Becky.
Yep, it'll ring right here in our home. And I'll probably pick up and say, KTQA, this is Becky.
And if one of us can't get to it, do leave a voicemail and we'll get back to you very quickly. We are here. One of the things that Becky and I are endeavoring to do during these times is to help the community, and the radio station is one of the best ways we could do that. So that's what we're here for.
And we do enjoy getting that feedback from you. And so we really appreciate it. And if you're a little voice shy, you can even text us at that phone.
You can
number.
Also text us at that number. You can also email us. There's a bunch of ways to get a hold of us. It's also worth noting that since now officially going back to phase 1.5 or phase 1.
Well, we may. We haven't announced it yet.
Is under discussion.
There we go. I jumped the gun on interrupting you there, Sam.
Yeah. I think we need to do some fine adjustments on your correcting circuit there. It's
indeed.
It's been on a hair trigger this week, hasn't it?
I think it has been. I guess as calm as we all try and be, sometimes the anxiety seeps through a little bit.
The magic of live radio, ladies and gentlemen. May I start over?
Yes, you may, Sam. Please do.
Given that going back to stage phase one or phase 1.5 is under discussion, and according to the governor, perhaps even in the near term, we probably should discuss the way we decided to stagger our scheduling for the daily briefing. Now, we've been doing the daily briefing at 6 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which makes the daily briefing a weird name. But if you've only been listening for the last few weeks, that's because during phase one, we were daily at 3 p.m. And if we go back to phase 1.5 or phase one, that is precisely what we will be doing. We will be airing daily at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we'll be considering weekends only if the situation requires it. We will be having a rebroadcast at 6 p.m. So if you're used to hearing us at 6 p.m., that is still how it's going to work. You will still hear us, but it will be a pre-record from 3 p.m. with potential new information added again if the situation warrants it. It's a point where things are moving around. It's a very dynamic situation right now, and we are trying to meet that situation as well as we can here at KTQA. We have some other things we are working on. Announcements will come as they go. It's been, you know, I mean, okay, there's a little bit of anxiety, of course, but it's been very nice to be able to do something that helps, I think.
It's been gratifying for me to have something to, I guess, direct our attention and then hopefully be able to serve the community in a way that is helpful and informative and also bring some sense of connection.
And that is one of the reasons why we like to ask for feedback. It is sort of a fuel that keeps us going. So that's all the time we've got for today. Again, we do not have an interview because, well, kind of big news today, and we wanted to focus on that. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. You can call or text us at that number. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. We'll see you Monday. Thank you.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.